A senior UN official has delivered a grim assessment of the chances for early elections in Afghanistan. Security is the main concern, particularly in outlying areas where government control is weak. Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Hedi Anabi says the process of organizing nationwide elections in Afghanistan is moving forward on schedule under very difficult conditions. But in a Security Council briefing, Mr. Anabi suggested the challenge of meeting a June 30th deadline is daunting.
The complexities of carrying out multi-level simultaneous elections in Afghanistan's current circumstances are enormous.
Mr. Anabi warned that greater security will be needed to avoid a repeat of the past, when efforts to extend government authority to Afghanistan's largely autonomous provinces failed. He said Afghan militias and other armed factions will have to be demobilized before elections can proceed.
Without significant demilitarization, genuine political choice as required for a credible election is simply not possible.
Mr. Anabi said voter registration for the election is on target with 1.5 million people signed up. He said preparations are being made to register the remainder of Afghanistan's 8 million eligible voters. Next week, donor countries are due to gather for an international Afghanistan conference in Berlin. Secretary of State Colin Powell, on a visit to Kabul last week, said the United States will pledge another $1 billion at the Berlin conference. That would bring the total U.S. commitment for this year to $2.2 billion. The main donor countries, Germany, Britain, Japan, and the United States, are expected to pledge a total of $9 billion during the next 4 years at the Berlin meeting. Afghanistan's finance minister has been quoted as saying his country would need nearly $28 billion during the next 7 years to meet its development goals. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.